I'm Carol Robertson Lopez, and I'm the Santa Fe Chair of Sister Cities, and I'm also the Chair of the WCATA Santa Fe Sister Cities Association.
Thank you for doing this interview with us. Santa Fe and Bucaro are sister cities. What does it mean, being sister cities?
Yes, Sister Cities was actually started by President Dwight Eisenhower after World War II. After he saw the devastation of war, he said there, we must do all we can to prevent there ever being another world war. So he came up with the idea that if cities in the United States would align with cities around the world, that we shared more commonalities than we did differences. And so Sister Cities was formed as, quite frankly, as a way of achieving world peace.
And when did Santa Fe and Bucaro sign this agreement?
Bucaro and Santa Fe signed the agreement in 1989, while the Soviet Union was still in existence. And early on, we had numerous exchanges. In fact, on a recent trip to Bucaro, I met a gentleman that now owns a car dealership in Bucaro that had come to Santa Fe for a six-week study program when he was in high school.
But today, it looks like the exchange between Bucaro and Santa Fe is limited to one specific field, which is arts. It looks like things are dormant. Isn't that right?
I don't think things are dormant. I think they're actually very vibrant because of the exchange that we do have through art. I think sometimes art is the best vehicle for us to get to know each other without getting into our political differences or what's happening in our particular countries. Most people don't really have an influence on what their national governments are doing. So we really never engage in dialogue about our national governments. Instead, we really focus on the day-to-day concerns of citizens, which are education, providing good infrastructure in our cities, economic development, and things like that.
And how often do you travel to Uzbekistan?
I generally go every other year. And we're really excited. There's been a number of changes in the Holcomb's office in Bucaro, but now we have ties through one of our artists, Abdullah, who is just here, who's friends of the mayor. And so we're really excited because we're hoping that the mayor will come to Santa Fe next year for the Folk Art Festival so he can really see what the artists are doing here and how incredible the folk art market is.
When you travel to Uzbekistan, to Bukhara, you meet local governments, you meet ordinary citizens. How would you describe their attitude toward the United States? What do they usually say? How much do we know?
Generally, when we talk about the United States, we oftentimes talk in the context of the folk art market, because so many of the people that I interact with when I am in Bukhara have some kind of relationship with the folk art market. And I was so surprised the first time there, which was about 4 years ago, I was walking down the street, and ahead of me, I saw a woman with a very large plastic bag, and I looked closer, and that plastic bag was from the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market.
Did you get to talk to her?
I did. I talked to her, and I also took her picture because I was so excited to see how many people know about the folk art market. We generally don't talk about how people feel about the United States. We avoid any kind of political discussions. We really just like to connect about child rearing, talking about how children are raised in Uzbekistan, how families live multi-generationally. It's been very interesting to me to find out that women are able to stay home very easily with their children with their first 5 years of life. And just talking about things in our culture that are in our day-to-day living, it's always great fun to be able to compare food. And I, for one, love the food in Bukhara. The bread is totally amazing. It's so delicious. There's nothing like it. And just going to someone's home and having the men, I love having the men do this. They cook the pilaf. They spend all day cooking the pilaf to serve it in the evening. And I love the hospitality that I have experienced in people's homes in Bukhara. And I just love it because one of the things why people say, Carol, why Uzbekistan, why Bukhara? It's because I love the people. The people have such big hearts. The people are just so open and welcoming and are just so interesting in terms of, I'm amazed that the artists of Bukhara, the number of languages that they speak, they're superb salesmen, they're great communicators. And I've learned never to say I like something in their homes too much because then they want to give it to me.
Carol, can you please tell us more about these exchange programs linking these cities? For example, how much presence do you have on Facebook, or do you have a web page so people go there and find out more information?
I am just in the process of building our Facebook page for Bukhara. The Honorary Council for Uzbekistan is helping me create that and to be able to connect with more people. I do receive daily bulletins from the Uzbekistan tourist office, which is always wonderful to see a beautiful picture from the country and a caption, and that comes almost every day.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also on our website, on the City of Santa Fe website. If someone enters sister cities, then each of our cities, sister cities, are profiled.
Mm-hmm. One needs manpower and funds to nurture these relationships. Where do you get money? Where do you get help?
We raise our own money. We get some support from the City of Santa Fe, provides a staff person that helps us with our meetings. And then after that, we just raise the money ourselves. For example, my husband and I always pay our own expenses to go to Bukhara, but it seems like once we get there, everyone's taking us out to eat, and we spend very little money other than the artwork that I insist we buy and bring home again.
So, sister city agreement, is it like any sibling relationship when you're allowed to squabble, to criticize your sibling? For example, most exchange programs in education were closed in Uzbekistan. So how much leverage do you have? Do you get to say anything about that?
No, we really don't participate in those debates because we want to be as apolitical as possible, because it's more important to us to be able to connect with people one-to-one. We're hopeful when exchanges start again, we would love to have some students from Uzbekistan in Bukhara come and study here at our community college. We've already had programs where we've had master ceramicists visit Santa Fe from Uzbekistan and have had programs at our community college where we invited all the art students, actually also at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, where the ceramicists actually put on demonstrations. We would like to be able to do more exchanges in terms of the art.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason for wanting more exchanges with the art is the art in Bukhara is the finest in the world. It's why at the folk art market, our number one group of artists come from Mexico. Second is from Bukhara and Uzbekistan, the furthest away. But it's because the quality of the art is the best in the world. The influences of the Silk Road and the thousands of years that the techniques were developed have produced such fine craftsmanship that our artists really would like to spend more time understanding different glazing techniques and things that are known by the folk artists and artists of Uzbekistan and all of Bukhara.
Mm-hmm. When I interviewed them, the artists from Uzbekistan this week, they were very thankful. They were happy to be a part of that folk art market. So I think you're doing an amazing thing.
It is really amazing, because the other thing that it's doing by having a market for this artwork, it's encouraging young people to learn it. So these traditions are not dying out.
When you meet artists from Uzbekistan and they have misconception about America and then they change their mind, Have you ever experienced that?
Well, I've experienced that with first-time artists who tell me, people told us what the folk art market was like and what the people are like, but I'm amazed how generous, how kind the people in Santa Fe are. They're overwhelmed with the kindness that's shown to them and how fascinated people are to learn about their artwork and the connections that our artists have made in the community. Some of our artists don't have to rent hotel rooms because they stay in people's homes. And every year it's like a reunion for us to see each other.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Carol. Is there anything I forgot to ask? Would you like to add anything?
Just that I love my friends in Bukhara and Uzbekistan, and I am sad because it's going to be a whole year, possibly, until I see them again, although I may be coming in December. Here's another thing that we'll have worked out by next year.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on when the artists come here to Santa Fe, they're going to do the folk art market.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to take them to Las Vegas, Nevada,
wow,
and have a market there.
Okay.
And then we're going to take them to Seattle for the Seattle Tashkent Sister City and have a market there.